Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. We have a very special treat for you today. And before we get to the treat, and no, we're not going to play the Mr. Softy music, I find that to be cruel and unusual because it brings me back to being 8 years old and getting a large Mr. Softy ice cream cone and being just about to lick it when a bug flew right into the custard of the Mr. Softy cone. And my mom said, well, why don't you give it to the dog? Well, I said, I think I'll just pick the bug out and eat it. I'm not going to waste this on the dog. True story. So that's what I think of every time I hear the Mr. Softy theme song. There was a time, kids listening, when that was a magical bit of music and Mr. Softy actually served not pre-packaged ice cream. They would actually fill the cone with soft ice cream as you watched. And it was always a perfect little swirl. Oh, it was amazing. Oh, so I told you we have a very special guest in studio with us. Her name is Cassandra Joan Butler. She has been the area's favorite astrologer, psychic, medium since 1987, the year in which she launched the In the Stars column for the old Metro Community News. Today, Cassandra Joan Butler is an internationally noted astrologer, does weekly Facebook Lives on the world's largest astrological Facebook page, Cosmic Intelligence Agency. She's on the faculty of the world's premier Healing Mediumship Psychic Academy, Fellowships of the Spirit. She is a workshop leader at Lilydale Assembly. She's the former program director of Trocare College's massage therapy program. She's a former mediation trainer for the Buffalo Public Schools, workshop facilitator at Chautauqua Institution since 2000. She graduated with a master's degree in communication from Syracuse University and a bachelor's degree in social work from Cornell University. That is Cassandra Joan Butler. Oh, yeah, we used to be married a long time ago. Cassandra. It's good to see it. I'm glad we actually are finally able to do this and get you in studio.
Hello, Tom. Full circle here.
Yeah, full circle is right. You're not a cheap date, by the way. I looked at my bill from the other day. Bright something. Whoa, hello. So, okay, we there's an elephant. Did you see the elephant in the room?
I did, Tom.
Okay, there's an elephant in the room, and it goes something like this. Hey, if you're so psychic, how come you didn't see the divorce coming?
Well, Tom, actually, I may have, but, you know, there's a little thing called free will. And as I recall, way back when, decades and decades ago, we still might be married, except you didn't keep that thing in your pants.
Oh!
Oh! Sorry. I had to say that. I had to use Bowerly humor. You see, I'm not an official Bowerly. I'm a butler, but I had to, you know, throw a Bowerly humor your way, Tom. Sorry.
Okay, I need a drink, man. That was awesome. All right. That is one of the classic moments in 40 years of doing this for a living. Pasquale, burn it to disc, save it forever. We need to hear that again after the news at 2:30, I'm afraid. Okay, so people listening, here is the deal. Now, before we get started on this, Cassandra will do a a reading for you, a psychic reading, maybe a mediumship, astrology. What do you want to do for people?
I want to do all three, Tom. I'm one of those trifecta people, right? So a lot of people know me as an astrologer because of the In the Stars column. But, you know, over the years, I got some fantastic training down at Lilydale and developed my mediumistic skills. And of course, my belief is that everyone is psychic to some degree. And so I'm going to do all three for people today. It's called an integrated reading. Mini, mini reading, though it may be.
That sounds very culturally sensitive, I might add. All right, the phone number on WBEN is 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cassandra, what kind of information are you going to want from people as they phone into the program for their reading?
Ideally, your birth date, your birth time, if you know it, and your place of birth, if you know it, but just your birthday and birth time would be great, and birth city. With that information, I kind of really integrate the intuition along with the birth date. And then we can talk a little bit more about generic or general astrology for everybody.
Okay, now I'm going to start off by saying, as you know, I do not believe in astrology. You know this. I don't believe in astrology.
I know.
But at the same time, what is baffling to me is that I have found over the years major events in my life, in particular career events, you have uncannily forecast what was, you know, that something big was going to happen on such and such date. Case in point, we were living in St. Louis, and I said, wow, I really want to get back to Buffalo. I want the kids to know their grandparents and everything. And you said, hey, something's going to happen in August. It's going to be very good. And lo and behold, from out of the blue, something happened in August. I thought that was interesting. And then along the way here, you have told me that certain things were going to happen around a certain time, whether it be a new show, a new shift, switching radio stations. And you were like uncannily accurate. So even though I don't believe in astrology, I will personally say that you have been uncannily accurate with your, in particular, professional opinion of where my profession was going.
Well, I will say this, Tom. Of course you don't believe, because you're a Virgo, right? So Virgos are the ultimate skeptic. And people know you from around the world as being the researcher, the skeptic. You have to have something proven to you. You're not going to be blindly taken in with any of this. So I appreciate your comments, of course, but when I use the astrology, I can get more fine-tuned to help people anticipate things.
Okay, so if you have a question about your future as Cassandra Joan Butler sees it, when you call in, you can give us your day of birth, your time of birth, and we're going to assume, unless told otherwise, that Buffalo, New York is the place in which you were born. So if you've got a question, Cassandra Joan Butler is available. And she's free right now.
Yes.
I mean, it's not costing you. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go to, I think we ought to just go to calls, personally. Why keep people on hold?
Absolutely, Tom. I'm all set. I think we have someone who's already called in from Tonawanda.
All right, and we do. And I will repeat the WBEN spring stimulus word for this hour. It is concert, C-O-N-C-E-R-T, concert. All right, Kathy in Tonawanda, you are on with Cassandra Joan Butler. We have your birthday as October 13th, 1963, 5:15 p.m. And what would you like to know?
Do you see me retiring anytime soon or getting any money? Do I have any money coming in?
Hello there, Kathy.
Hi.
So have you ever had your chart looked at before?
Nope.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a quick little read of you and answer your question. So first of all, my dear, you are a Libra, very committed to your partners in your life. I don't know if you're married right now, but it feels like any partner who's lucky enough to be in Kathy's orbit is very, very pleased because you're very relationship oriented. You have a Virgo moon, and what that means is you're analytical, hardworking, and you identify with your work. The time for you to probably retire, to make that decision, would be around October, near your birthday, around October 6th. And I say that because every 28 and a half years, people make huge changes in their lives because of Saturn, the planet of rings. And so I would say that you're probably going to go through until the end of the summer and in October retire. You asked about finances. You may have a different form of income coming in here. So there's been a hobby or something you've been thinking about doing as a auxiliary type of financial income. Have you been thinking about that?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. So the idea might be in your mind since the past 2 years, a little home-based business. So even when you retire, I see another form of income coming in, and it's going to be creative and fun and very different than what you're doing now. You are a manager type that uses a lot of analytical skills. You might even have some interest in the medical field as well.
Okay.
Kathy, does that harmonize with what you believe to be true for yourself?
Yes, it does.
Very interesting. I have a quick question. I mean, you're going to be 58 years old coming up. That's a little young to think about retirement, isn't it?
It is, but I was thinking, will I be, because of the way I have my money situated, the way the stock market has been, is it wise for me to restart to think about retiring? Enjoy life, because life is very short, as you know, for yourself, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true. So,
yeah. Well, Kathy, good luck. I appreciate it, and hopefully that was of some value to you.
Most likely. Most definitely. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care.
All right, thank you. It's Bowerly on WBEN, astrologer, psychic, medium, Cassandra Joan Butler. Yep, my ex-wife. She is in studio. And when you call in, give us the day of your birth and the time of your birth. We'll assume, unless told otherwise, that it is Buffalo, New York, was your birthplace. And if you have a specific question for Cassandra, she's going to look at your chart and tell you what she believes is in the future for you. Let us go to Dina in Cheektowaga. Dina, you are on WBEN with Cassandra Joan Butler.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, Dina.
How are you?
I'm well. Boy, born on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great date, right? So
yeah,
let me, before you even ask your question, I want to talk a little bit about the past year and a half.
Okay.
Because you, like the country, has gone through a lot of huge changes. We had an eclipse in 2019 on top of your sun sign. So at that point, you probably were going through a lot of power struggles with regards to work and exterior leadership issues. You are a balancer. You're someone who loves to make people feel comfortable. And there was a lot of changes also with your home life. There may have been some people passing in your life since 2019. And you're the person, the go-to person that was picking up the pieces for your family. Does that resonate with you, Dina?
Yeah, a lot of it does. Yeah.
Yeah. So now go ahead. Please ask your question.
Well, a lot of things have changed over the year. I am self-employed, and things have been wonderful so far. I managed to make it through the pandemic, which was awesome. And it's just me, myself, and I. And so I'm very passionate. And again, that comes back to making people feel comfortable. And I also just purchased my first home at 52 years old.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
I get so choked up because it's so exciting. So what I want to know is, with all of these good changes, as far as health-wise, because I had some things go on with me health-wise too, health-wise, just overall, what does it look like?
I have to interject here and
Absolutely.
Say Cassandra is many things, but she is not a medical doctor. I don't know how comfortable you feel with addressing something like that.
How I address health issues, Tom, is regarding one's vitality, and we have actually a health house in the astrology chart. And I would say to Dina and anyone else, I can say this with a lot of assurance, you are spending more time in researching health avenues for yourself, and you might be taking some different routes regarding...
It's not anything that is like detrimental. It's orthopedic issues.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, so I'm going to be good, but just, you know, of course it all landed in 1 year.
I would say in February this past year, the issues that you speak of became apparent. And so now recently in the past week, perhaps, and I'm basing this on astrology, by the way, some angles that were taking place in February have been repeating their cycles this past week. You will be making the right decision and finding the right practitioner to kind of activate this rebuild of your bones. Is that makes sense? I'm not a doctor, but I'm saying that.
No, I get it.
You get it. Okay.
Well, Dina, I just want you to know that if it involves the low back or neck, Monroe Chiropractic and Integrity
yes.
Spinal Care would be something you might want to look into.
I do neurosurgical spinal bracing for a living.
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Taking care of people.
Well, who's the psychic here? But anyway, that's really interesting, Dina. Thank you very much for the call. I hope that was helpful for you.
And thank you very much, and I'm going to keep listening.
All right, excellent. It is Bowerly on WBEN, and in my time at WBEN, I do not believe I have done a show like this with a psychic astrologer medium. John Otto used to do them all the time. Sandy Beach used to do them all the time with Bernice Golden, and I have the pleasure of doing it with Cassandra Joan Butler, who used to be my wife. All right, it is, and it's really weird because I really, like, I don't believe in astrology. It's funny, Cassandra, I do believe that people do have psychic experiences. My experience with psychic experiences is that, like, I can't sit there and predict what's going to happen in the future, by snapping my fingers. Sometimes I'll be driving along and I'll think, I think this is going to happen. And it's just like a thought from out of the blue. It's nothing that I could ever channel instantaneously. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Absolutely. And I always say that everyone's psychic because we all have two brains. We have the logical brain, right? Which is not the right brain. It's the left brain. And the right brain is more intuitive. And so I think it's more common and more comfortable for people to admit that they have gut reactions, they have foreshadowing, and so forth. Someone who's in the field as a psychic or medium have spent enormous hours in practicing that. And then a lot of it's confidence, Tom. I know you for many years, and you've had some amazing dreams that have been coincidental, for example, and on it goes. I think most people, even if they don't, quote, believe in psychics at will, have had intuitive experiences. Let's be careful with our wordage, right?
Okay, all right.
Intuition is real.
Okay, very, very interesting. And then, to be honest, there have been things I should have known and I should have seen and I should have realized, and I totally dropped the ball on them. I mean, I'd be very stupid, you know?
Decades and decades ago, we still might be married, except you didn't keep that thing in your pants.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, one of the great moments of my radio career. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh,
Pasquale, well done. Well done. The summer stimulus word this hour is concert. Concert. One would think that my ex-wife and I acted in concert to devise that bit. So anyway, text it to 72881. Hopefully you'll win $1,000. David Bellavia has had a $1,000 winner. I've had a $1,000 winner. And, you know, like, okay, We want the morning show. Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski to have a winner. We want B-Maz and Beamer to have a winner. You know, we all pull for each other. Yeah, there's a little competition, but it's good-natured competition. I mean, that's, you know, that's all there is to it. But anyway, concert is the word. Text it to 72881. Your chance to win $1,000 from our evil corporate overlords at Odyssey and News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Pasquale Maggiore is the man making the magic happen. And in studio... And, you know, again, I've gotten into this during the program. You know, I personally do not believe in astrology. My ex-wife is an astrologer, psychic medium. She's with us in studio, Cassandra Joan Butler. She's been doing it since 1987, Metro Community News. She's on Facebook every week at the Cosmic Intelligence Agency, the world's largest astrological page. She is part of Fellowships of the Spirit. She has done workshops at Lilydale. She's been a mediation trainer for Buffalo Public Schools. She's been a facilitator at Chautauqua Institution since 2000 and has a master's in communication from Syracuse and a bachelor's in social work from Cornell. So that's a little bit about her. And yeah, we did used to be married. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go right to the calls with Cassandra Joan Butler. And when you call in, if you give your date and if you have it, your time of birth, that would be helpful. We're going to assume you were born in Buffalo. If not, indicate that to the call screener and he'll pass it on to us. And we're going to get to everybody in order with your specific question for Cassandra Butler. This is Tammy in Pembroke. Tammy, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Cassandra and Tom. My question is regarding, do you sense any of my spirit people around?
That's a great question, Tammy. And this has been a great week for you, by the way. Number one, I'm feeling that you've got two males around you. That would be a father, and it would be a father's brother, an uncle. And I also feel that your mom, it's not in spirit yet, but she has, she's going through her own paces. I'll leave it with that. You're very, very intuitive, Miss Tammy. You're a Taurus, and you're living in the chart, which is called the psychic awareness part of the chart. This past week, you may have made a decision about where you want to go in the next phase of your relationship. A very powerful week for you. You may feel different. You may be letting go of people who have been,
toxic.
And let me talk about your father for a minute, this male figure. He has taught you how to be a very good debater and negotiator. You received a lot of information along those lines from him in training. Father also had a quirkiness about him and a unique style. And so as you move forward in the next year, you're going to be bringing those gifts into your own life in your work and with your personal relationship. Personal relationship is very highlighted for you this week, though.
Interesting.
Tammy, does any of that hit home with you?
That's very, very much who my dad is. It was the uncle brother part of it that kind of threw me. But that definitely is dad, the way he's described.
Wow. And the specific question dealt with changing relationships. No, I'm sorry. What was the specific question again? I apologize.
I didn't have a specific question. I was just looking for spirit people.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Spirit people. Is there any that were left out about whom you had curiosity?
That's good.
Okay. I just thank you very much. I don't want to pry too much. Tammy, thank you very much for the call. So, okay, when you get a call like that, you don't know that woman, and yet you were able to pick up activity around her. Now, the skeptic in me says, well, okay, we know what her birthday is, so chances are her father is either very elderly or no longer alive. So how do you do that?
Well, this is how astrology can help with mediumship. And actually, I do teach a lot of mediums on how to use it. There's an archetype in the chart called father. And the father figure in the chart was activated in Miss Tammy's chart. And it's in the sign of uniqueness. And so I was able to put those two things together. When you're looking at all this information, Tom, it's you have to come to kind of a quick conclusion. Also, before I do mediumship, and I think anyone who's a good medium, they say a little prayer, they take a breath, and they just open up, link, and don't think.
Mm. Very interesting. That's pretty much how I spent my life, actually. 803-0930, the phone number. And basically, we have astrologer, psychic, medium, Cassandra Joan Butler in studio on News Radio 930 WBEN. And let us go back to the calls. And it is, I believe, is it Francine in Buffalo?
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, Francine. We've got your birthday, October the 10th of 1957. And you had did you have a specific question for Cassandra Joan Butler?
No, not really. I just am very open, and I am a believer, Tom. And I would love to know if she has any messages or anything she'd like to say to me.
Well, welcome, Francine. And with all due respect to my wonderful ex, when people say they don't believe in astrology, I kind of giggle to myself and I say, well, do you believe in math? Right? Because it's still a science. It's still a science. It's a discipline. But anyway, that's another story for another day, Francine. When I look at your chart, and I want to say this about you, you have come into your own in the past year and a half in terms of being open to so many things, not just intuition, but new ways of thinking and asserting yourself. You are blessed with having psychic awareness more than most people. Oh my gosh, Francine. You've got the actual asteroid called Psyche next to your Jupiter in Libra. Okay, now, as I tune into you, I'm picking up a grandmother who is a very devoted, faithful, filled with a lot of joy and caring and connection with the family. And she's been coming through for you recently, especially during the middle of COVID. I want to go back to last July of 2020. And that was a time when you were very afraid about what the next step is with your family. But you connected with her and you found some answers. Let's go back to last July. Does that make sense to you, Francine?
Very, very true.
Wow. Thank you very much for the call. I presume that does it.
Thank you, Cassandra. God bless you.
God bless you too, Francine.
All right. Wow, she's hitting it out of the park, folks. Cassandra Joan Butler is with us, astrologer, medium, psychic. I am not saying that I do believe that some people have psychic abilities, and I think, some people are a lot better at it than others. I know that our national security people have done actual research into this kind of stuff, this kind of telepathic stuff and this psychic stuff. I know that. What I want to ask you real quickly.
Sure.
I've never seen one, and I'm very disappointed that I haven't. But I've never seen a UFO. I've never seen unidentified aerial phenomenon. But later on this month, the government is going to, and we've gotten whispers of the report, later on this month, the government is supposed to tell us what it thinks it knows about what we know as UFOs. What does your intuition tell you about what that's going to be like?
Wow. You know, how exciting is that? I mean, no more than a few years ago, if you said you saw a UFO, you might be, committed. But in any case, it's real, and we've had some disclosure since the eclipse in Sagittarius, the day of this alleged findings. is powerful because, Tom, the planet that represents the unusual is going backwards. I think they're going to give us tidbits. They're not going to tell us a whole lot. They're just going to be acknowledging that, yes, there are things we don't understand. But even that, in that acknowledgement, I think they know a lot more. It's not full disclosure.
You know, I agree. I think that what this is all about, I think this is all about a long-term dribbling of information so that people don't panic and freak out with everything that is known. I think they're going to give it to us in dribs and drabs over decades to slowly acclimatize people to the fact that, yeah, you know what, we're not alone in the universe, and yeah, there are these things that are coming from elsewhere, and since we're still here, they must not be malevolent because they could probably destroy us at will.
Exactly, and I don't know if everyone knows this, but even entities like countries and states and cities have charts. And so the United States of America has a Sagittarius rising. We had the eclipse that was congruent in Sagittarius when we learned about the Senate hearings. So more truth is going to come out on different levels in the next year. That's going to be shaking in our boots about this.
Very, very interesting. What I just said is not exactly a new way of thinking. I mean, people have been writing about this for years, the concept of disclosure and why you don't want to disclose everything all at once. It's kind of like if you're making a death notification to somebody, you don't just call them and say, hey, so-and-so's dead. You know, you always have to preface it. You know, I need you to sit down. I'm afraid there's just no easy way to say this, da-da-da-da-da, and you stretch it out as long as you can to give the person time to process the information. Let's go to Judy in Gettysville, next up on WBEN. Judy, you are on with astrologer, medium, psychic Cassandra Joan Butler. Hello.
Hey, thank you, Cassandra, for taking my call.
You're very welcome, Judy. First of all, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I just would like to know if there are any major changes that I'm looking at in the very near future or beyond. And I also feel that I am somewhat psychic myself.
It's so much fun to look at someone's chart to evaluate or diagnose psychic abilities, right? Guess what?
Yeah.
The asteroid Psyche is right next to the planet in your chart, which means your mind. So you have been using your intuition from jump, and you are an amazing person because you're born on the summer solstice, right? You are still Cancer. Cancer summer solstice. All right, my dear. Yes, big, big, big changes. Big changes with where you're living, big changes with... you're downsizing. You're trying to find a new considered place for yourself, and taking away the clutter, becoming a little bit more. You've been thinking about this for at least since the middle of 2019, and you're finally pulling the trigger, as it was. You know, you're really wanting to make these changes to make your life simpler. And there's another consideration here. You're putting up more boundaries with relationships that have been difficult for you. And let's go back to March. Go back to March 25th of this year. That was the weekend before Easter. And at that point, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I thought you did, but there was something that was shifting in your relationship with your children. It's almost as if you have a better way of being blessed by them. Did you get a grandchild?
Yes.
Was there a grandchild?
That's true. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Not a grandchild, but yes, a different
relationship.
Yeah, relationship.
Yeah, there was like almost a reconciliation or a stronger sense of blessing from your kids.
Yes.
Wow. Does that do it for you?
You know, I had a stroke about 2.5-3 years ago. And, you know, I know I'm an old registered nurse, retired, and they always say if you have one, you're more likely to have a second one. And I'm hoping I don't, but I don't know. That's when I said, do you see any major changes? And I know you don't like to answer health questions per se, but, you know, concerning my health, I want to live a longer
long life.
Judy, you know, you have so much determination, so much sensitivity, and so much knowledge and wisdom as a nurse, right? So
yes.
I think you're doing all the right things. I think in my field, it's almost like spiritual malpractice to predict something catastrophic for someone or death. I've talked to my mediumship friends. They go, well, that's between you and God, right? So
right.
I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing you getting clearer and more specific in how you're running your life, which would include self-care.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I wish you the best, Judy. And, you know, my take on that is I have to agree with Cassandra Joan Butler. That issue is between you and God, and whatever is going to happen is going to happen, and it's pointless to spend a lot of time worrying about it.
I know. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I feel so much better after talking with you.
Thank you very much for the call. Sweetheart, there's Judy in Gettysville. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, and I haven't had the chance to do a show like this since I've been at WBEN, not that I remember, and I'm doing it with my ex-wife, the program, Cassandra Joan Butler in studio. We're going to keep her another hour after this to take your telephone calls. If you have a specific question, that's fine. Obviously, the greater specificity, the more accurate, presumably, the result of the radio reading would be. And let's get back to the calls. I don't like keeping people on hold any longer than I have to. I do like to say one more time, though, that the 2 p.m. summer stimulus word, concert. Concert. Text it to 72881. 72881. David's had a winner. I've had a winner. And we'd like more winners here from Buffalo and Western New York. Let's go to April in Buffalo, a 1982 baby.
Hi, guys.
Hello, April.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so my question is, do you see me doing a specific, like, am I supposed to be doing something specific?
Oh, that's a great question. Thanks for calling in, my dear April.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're appropriately named.
Thanks.
Yeah. As I'm going to try to use all of my little skill sets here to answer that. There's a part in the chart that's called the destiny part, right? And for your, quote, destiny, it's in the house of career and it's in the sign of Cancer. This represents you are a caregiver, a caregiving types of personality. You're a great negotiator and you know how to bend the rules and be persuasive at the same time. And I think that you are in a point in your life when you're letting go of fears or insecurities, because you're really great, April, and you know how to calm the wild beasts. You're a writer, communicator, teacher type of personality. And so any of those fields would really work with you.
All right.
Does that, just out of curiosity, is that what you expected? Was that what you are? Did she describe you?
Yeah, I've been taking up a lot of, I've been doing a lot of note-taking with the past couple of years with everything going on. And other people told me that I should be writing and just getting some input out there. So that's exciting to hear. I do have one question.
Okay.
Is there anything you could tell me about this Moon and Lilith thing?
Yes. Oh, see, now, Tom, there are sophisticated people out there who know about the asteroids.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
All right, dear April. And by the way, you know, April, you are of a generation where I've been doing this forever, right? Like 30 plus years. Younger people are so much more enamored and interested in astrology. It's revolutionary. You have Black Moon Lilith next to your Neptune. So I could see you being a blogger. I could see you doing amazing work with helping others negotiate. You've got an amazing mind. Your Black Moon Lilith, which is an asteroid-ish, it's next to your psychic planet, April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that answers you, April.
You guys are great. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I'm just answering the phone, basically. Thank you very much. You know, I'm not an astrologer, but I do see a bad moon rising every now and again.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.